Alrighty, good morning. You're listening to RDU Breakfast with Ben. Hello, kia ora. And I'm talking to Sally from Godfrey's Law this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you holding up with this lockdown? It's been a while since we've had our last chat.
Yeah, no, we're good here at Godfrey's. We're still working remotely, so it's very much business as usual for us. How are you?
I'm all right, although broadcasting from my garage is maybe not the ideal. I've been finding positives in unexpected places, that's for sure. We'll jump right into the questions, all about law and lockdown. When can employers force staff to come into work at level four?
So employers can only force staff to come in when their business is deemed essential. If you need some clarity on what work is essential, there's actually a list available on the MBIE website, and employers can interestingly only require sufficient employees to operate the business, so not necessarily all employees are required to come in.
Ah, there you go. And can you be forced to come into work if you aren't an essential worker, but you also can't work from home?
Not at level four, but if we do drop down into level three, where you can work from home, you should. However, some businesses will require people to go in to work at level three, though this doesn't apply to businesses that need people in close proximity to operate. So that includes things like hairdressers and those sorts of things where social distancing just isn't possible.
Can staff be forced to come in for work that is not essential?
No. So employers must be certain that any work on site done at level four is essential or necessary for the running of essential work. Some businesses might only be able to operate part of their business. So things like online retail can only sell essential goods.
I was interestingly looking at the warehouses online shopping. It's interesting to see what they deem essential and not. So yeah, interesting. It's business by business, of course, so I'm sure that's an intense grey area for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it'd be hard to tell essentially what people classify as essential, and I guess it's more on the enforcement of things and what actually gets pulled up.
Yeah, good point. I hadn't thought about that. It's so interesting. What should someone do if the employer wants them to come in, but the staff member isn't comfortable because of COVID-19?
On a practical level, I would say to talk to the employer. There might be an easy solution. However, employees that are fit and healthy and are not immune compromised and are required for essential work may be required to, and so therefore they might face consequences if they fail to comply with that reasonable instruction. However, if you do have a family member or you live in close proximity with somebody who is immune compromised, that all adds a whole nother level of complexity to it, and you might not be required to come in. So I'd say talk to your employer about it and see if there's any way you can find a way around it if you need to.
And what health and safety requirements do employers have to ensure their staff maintain over lockdown?
All the usual health and safety requirements, really, but obviously it's taking all those extra precautions. So especially at level four, things such as face mask and social distancing.
Totally. How has Godfrey's Law been impacted by COVID-19? You said at the top of this that you're, of course, working from home, but yeah, how has everything been going along?
Yeah, so we are all working remotely, so it's relatively business as usual. However, we have been doing the mental health checks, and because obviously that's really important when you're locked away from the world. So we have regular Zoom morning teas with everybody, and the partners have been kind enough to give us each an hour off each day to go and enjoy some sunshine. Well, that's an extra hour off on top of our lunches and everything. So that's been really kind.
Amazing. Well, talking to you this morning has been kind too. So as per usual, it's amazing chatting with you, Sally, from Godfrey's Law. And if you're listening in, Godfrey's Law, make sure you are using this information wisely and, you know, go on there for all your law needs. Thanks again, Sally.
Thank you.